time for the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk on MSO New Sports, bringing you the latest in high school sports news from the Merrimack Valley in southern New Hampshire. The Sports Desk is produced by Kelly Media and brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. And now your hosts, Dom DeCastro and Nick Kukuru.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk team of Nick and Nick here, Dom DeCastro and Nick Kukuru. Moving along here, the show is a year old, baby. Year and some change. Nick, how's it going?
Excellent. How about you?
Good. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
You want to share your age with the Merrimack Valley audience?
Yeah, you know, I'm in my 30s.
Okay.
Leave it at that.
Not much longer?
Yeah, all right. That's irrelevant.
Countdown's on. The countdown's on. But happy birthday, Merrimack Valley. I think, Nick, we're going to just take, you know, no time here because we still want to get into our guest of the day. It's going to be the Chelmsford wrestling coach. Obviously, some great things to report from that. And then at the end of the show, we'll talk about MIA power rankings. They're out. They're out and about. And I did notice that our friends from Lawrence Boys Basketball got an L in their season to Worcester North.
Oh, yeah. Newton or Worcester North.
Yes. Okay. And remember what Coach told us, Jesus Boy, told us that
Worcester North they still got that one, yep. That number one spot.
Yeah. Well, he told us, though, Worcester North is going to be a toughie. All right, we'll save all the rankings talk until this last segment. But let's go to the second segment now, take a break, and get on the horn with our one guest of the day. It's going to be the Chelmsford wrestling coach.
Football season is here, and Sullivan Tire and Auto Service kicks things off in a big way with our exclusive Go Pats Tire Sale. Score big with incredible savings on Bridgestone tires. Save $70 instantly, plus $30 off installation with the purchase of four eligible Bridgestone tires, up to $100 in savings. Bridgestone, the official tire of the New England Patriots. This sale runs all the way through December 10th. A super opportunity to save on Bridgestone tires. See SullivanTire.com. We're always here to get you there. Go Patriots!
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Professional builders choose Anderson Windows because they are the number one trusted and recommended window and door brand in the United States. Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
It's time appliances had a personality, yours. Discover the Cafe Modern Glass Collection now at Tri-City Sales. A sleek glass finish in platinum gives your appliances a look like nothing you've seen before, while professional cooking features take your meals to the next level. From entertaining to inspiring, bring modern design to your home with a kitchen that's a reflection of you. Make appliances personal with a look that's as smooth as glass. Visit Tri-City Sales Showroom and discover the Cafe Modern Glass Collection today. Tri-City Sales in Salem and Ipswich.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self-Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self-Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self-Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self-Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self-Storage today at 978-777-9193.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, Dom DeCastro, Nick Kukuru, team of Nick and Nick is here, and we're here with our one and only guest of the day. It's going to be Chelmsford wrestling coach Chris Piccioni. What's going on, coach?
Not much. How are you?
Good, good. Thanks for joining us. First-time guest on the show and second full year in play here as the coach of the Lions. Congrats on getting that role. Big deal.
Thank you.
You know, just bring us up to speed. Like, it was Monday night, January 16th at the time of this recording. Where's the team stand?
Excuse me. So, as of right now, we're 11-2 in the Merrimack Valley. So they split the Merrimack Valley in kind of like two divisions. There's large and small. We compete against the large So we still have Andover, Methuen, Billerica. We have Billerica this Wednesday, and then Lowell at the end of the year. So we still have four league meets. As of right now, we're still in the running to be Merrimack Valley large conference champs, but we have a lot of work to do to get there.
Yeah,
absolutely. Absolutely. Coach, I mean, wrestling season is unique. You get your dual meets, and then you got your quads, and then you get your tournaments where it's kind of graded more individually. How do you navigate through all that? There's many different ways to compete during a wrestling season.
Yeah, so to be honest with you, Wednesday night is a lot more plotting and planning than Saturdays. So typically we go to tournaments on Saturday, and then Wednesday nights is a dual. So on the duels, like, we look at the lineups and we see what we got to do, and if we have to bump and make, look at matchups. On Saturday, it's a little bit easier. We just say, okay, this is our lineup. We're going to see some good kids, and we're going to have to show up and wrestle. So Wednesday night, like, I'll be honest, especially in the Merrimack Valley, it's super competitive. So your kids are competing against other kids, but you're also battling with the other coach. So, decisions can be... They can be costly or they can be rewarding. Depends on which way it goes.
Yeah, like it's such a good point, because in basketball, let's say, or baseball, you can make a coaching decision to put someone in a certain position and they might never see the ball, or they might not factor into it. You can't hide behind your decisions in wrestling. It is someone that's in the spotlight and is going to get a result.
Yeah.
How has the program done, Coach, in terms of participation? Because that's a huge part of it. I mean, the more you have, it's a good problem to have, but, how has the participation been? Pretty strong?
Yeah, so last year, actually, we had 36 kids on the team. This year, I'm only carrying 31. My goal for this year going into the season, I wanted 40 kids, but I've obviously fell short. So, I mean, that's an area that I need to do a better job within the building, in the kids, getting the word out, telling, hey, you should come out and wrestle to help. out of the 31 kids on the team, I would say about 27 of them play football. So it's kind of easy, because one of my recruiting pitches, or my pitch to the kids, is like, there's no way to play football year round, right? You can't put the pads on and play year round. So what you can do is come wrestle and practice form tackling three times a week, and we stay in shape, you stay in good condition that way. So, come August, you're ready to play football. That's typically what's been working for me lately.
Absolutely. That's a good selling point. That would have got me if my high school had wrestling back in 2002.
I'll be honest, that's what worked. My father was a football coach at Tewksbury High. He put me in two sports when I was like 8 years old. He signed me up for youth football, and then he signed me up for wrestling. He just said, they're both going to help you. Believe in it. I didn't know, but he was right. So I kind of preached the same thing. Coach Rich before me, he was a huge advocate about football and wrestling. That's where, I learned a lot from him. So you perfect the script that he had, and you just sell it to the kids.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And you said absolutely. Tewksbury. Are you the pride of the Redmen? You didn't go to high school.
No, I went to Chelmsford High.
Okay,
I played against my dad.
All right. Oh, nice.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That is awesome. So, how do those matchups go back in the day?
Oh, so my freshman sophomore year, Tewksbury was Super Bowl champs. They kicked our ass, and then. My junior and senior year, we beat them. Mm-hmm. But in my opinion, the beatings that we took, or I took as an underclassman, like freshman and sophomore, were worse, I think, than my junior and senior year. My senior year, the game was kind of important. It was like our last game before Thanksgiving. So if we beat Tewksbury, we would be in a position to play Billerica to go to the Super Bowl. But if we lost against Tewksbury, they would be in a position to go to the Super Bowl. We ended up winning. It was a good game.
What's the year did you graduate, Coach?
2000.
2000. Okay. So you're, what's the 2 years ahead of you, Nick?
Yeah. Graduated 02.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Cause I'm trying to think the Chelmsford playing, we're both Gloucester guys. And yeah, so we had an interview with another couple Gloucester football players / wrestlers on the other show tonight. And we were talking, do you know the significance between Chelmsford and Gloucester football? And they had no clue. They had no
Gloucester. I think Gloucester and Chelmsford played each other in like maybe 86.
Seven.
And then I want to say like 05 maybe.
7 and 04. Mm-hmm. I think 04, right, Nick?
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. But yeah, I know they played once in the regular season.
So my buddy, long story short, but my buddy from college, he graduated in 01 from Gloucester High and they were on a Super Bowl team.
Which one was that?
His name was Dan Goodwin.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Is that Kyle's older brother, Nick?
Yeah.
Yeah, Kyle's older brother. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Kyle was a good football player.
Yeah. Yeah. So Kyle would be, wow, we're getting way off track here, aren't we? Talking about early 2000s Gloucester football. How did that happen with Chelmsford Wrestling? But Coach, let's bring it back to Chelmsford Wrestling. You know, there's probably a lot of kids to mention, but, you know, if you were to cite a few or however many you want in terms of some early, you know, mid-season progress, who would that be?
Well, I mean, the big guy up top, Thomas Brown, he's like 25-0 right now. He's the number one ranked kid at his weight class in New England. He's number 10th pound for pound in New England. You know, he's doing his job. Mm-hmm. Right. So our expectations are set for Thomas and he's doing his job. I have another kid, a senior captain, Jack Walsh, a 60-pounder. He's having a phenomenal year. He's really wrestling well. He's got a tough weight class with a couple of really tough wrestlers in it. And the way we're talking to him is we got to peak. We got to mature. We got to peak at the right time of the year. So in 6 weeks from now, our season's over. In about a month from now, our postseason, quote unquote postseason, starts. And that's where I'm hoping to see the best version of Jack Walsh. Then I got a couple of sophomores, believe it or not, that are just, they started wrestling their freshman November. We start wrestling November like 28th. And they started wrestling November 28th of their freshman year with no experience. And they wrestled that whole season plus the off season. And, you know, obviously they're still wrestling right now. So they basically haven't stopped. And I'm really happy with the progress they've made. Not only like, you know, athletically, but as a person too. They're just maturing. They're growing up. They're doing the right things. I don't have to worry about grades. I don't even question about these things. It's like, okay, how can we focus on wrestling? So for me, the less distractions, the better for my kids.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Chris, what do you guys have coming up for any big, you know, kind of tournaments on the docket?
Oh, so Saturday, we're actually, I challenged the kids this year. I told them, I made the schedule like back in September. And I said, look, I messaged the captains and I said, like, look, it's going to be hard this year. I'm challenging you. So this weekend, we're traveling down to Connecticut to the number two team in New England, Xavier, Connecticut. We're wrestling in a tournament down there with all Connecticut teams. And it's going to be tough. So it'll be like Xavier, Bishop Hendricken, Guilford, Zavarian Mass is going, Zavarian Brothers will be there. Maybe Fairfield Ward, Scituate, Rhode Island, really, really good wrestling team. So I'm excited to see because, you know, my kids are going to, they're going to win some, they're going to lose some, but it's going to give us as a coaching staff the ability to say, okay, we need to work in these areas. It's going to give us homework. So, we can't just, the way I look at it, like the kids can't just wrestle all these easy teams. We gotta be challenged. So this weekend, I'm not looking past, we have Berwick on Wednesday. I'm not looking past them. They're very tough and they're a well-coached team. So we have a tough, basically every Wednesday and Saturday from here on out, my kids are in battles.
We're with Coach Chris Bishoni, Chelmsford Wrestling on the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk. And Coach, you know, you talked about that football wrestling crossover, and I can't think of anything more personal than wrestling. You are face to face, up close, very intimate setting. And like, if something goes unfinished in football, you might have a chance to finish, to kind of, you know, exact that on the wrestling mat. Have you ever had that personal experience where in football, maybe a, a game you lost to the Merrimack Valley opponent. Well, you know what? This kid ran roughshod over us, but now I got him on the wrestling mat. Here's my chance to one-up him. Does that happen for you a lot? And does that happen for the current kids too?
I bring it up all the time.
Yeah.
Our football team lost three games this year. And after Thanksgiving, I said, if I can get those three teams on our schedule so we can get some payback, we're getting it. You know, I that's something that when I was a kid growing up, if we lost a football game, we were upset. As an underclassman, you need to play them again. But your senior year, it's like, okay, my career is done in one sport. I got to look to the next to get some payback. And that is definitely a source of motivation for us. Definitely.
Yeah.
You know, these kids are competitive. You guys know you played sports. You put everything you have into it. Sometimes your whole life. Like, you grow up just playing youth sports with the same group of kids. Things don't work out your senior year. You're upset. So, you know, a great source of motivation. You want to lose again? You want that to happen again? Or do you want to make it right? I say it all the time.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Coach, I mean, with wrestling, you know, there's so much more that goes into it. I feel like just, you know, from your one-to-one match, I mean, you got to keep your weight in line. You got to kind of train the correct way. How do you preach that message, get the kids to stay on focus, in that way too?
I talk about maturity all the time. Like, you know, I got kids that are anywhere from 14 to 18 years old in the room. And I said, I tell them every day, we need to be mature in here. We need to limit the distractions. So, you know, 719 to 151 is school. But after that, we're focusing on sports. Take care of what you need to take care of during the day. And then working out, stay in shape, right? You get your runs in, you don't be lazy. We practice and keep your weight down, and these things will take care of it. But if you get a kid that isn't the best discipline in certain areas, you're going to see the weight's off, the cardio's off, the grades are off. So we typically zone in on that, you know. Grades is easy. You can just... We get extra help. You send the kids. The running, the food at home, the dieting. Like, I don't have a lot of weight cutters, thank God. But the kids that need to do watch their weight have been extremely, extremely mature about it this year. And then practice is what it is. You're going to sweat out 5 pounds. So it's a good way to manage right there.
So you know you have to go on home and put the 5 pounds back on?
Sometimes,
Yeah.
Yep.
Man, I'm really good at gaining weight. I don't know about maintaining the same weight. I haven't tried that before.
Yeah. Yeah. I tell them they're lucky. I say, go home and eat. You can eat. Like, these are good problems to have. Yeah. The problem you don't want to have is that I got to go home and go right to bed because I can't eat or drink anything. Oh, we don't have those issues. So it's like, we can be healthy. Our brains can work and it can function. Our bodies can function. And the worst thing is, like, you know, if the kids are cutting weight, typically, in my experience, the first thing that fails is grades. And then that's a huge problem. So we tell them, like, we don't really want weight cutters. We want kids that are in shape and they're dedicated.
Yeah. Got to have that balance.
Yeah.
All right, Coach. Well, let me ask you this final question. Coach Chris Fischoni here, the Chelmsford Wrestling coach, second year, full year on the gig. If Chelmsford were to pull off the Merrimack Valley title, even a share of it, is there any historical significance to that? Or has there been recent titles?
Oh, I think the last time we won was 19. So that was Coach Rich's last year. Every year, anytime we win is a big deal. It's a big deal to the school. It's a big deal to the program, big deal to the kids. So I think, you know, losing Coach Rich or Coach Rich moving on was a huge loss for the program. The guy's been there for 40 something years. You know, he's a very well-known guy. He has the most wins in football, wrestling, and softball at Chelmsford High as a coach. So, like, you know, I'm taking over the job. It's huge shoes to fill. And I've known Coach Rich since like 1988.
Yeah.
So for me to win that, it's a big deal. But yeah, it's what we work for. That's why we compete. That's why I'm in sports.
Sweet. All right, Coach. Chelmsford Wrestling, thanks for joining us. Appreciate it very much. Merrimack Valley Sports Desk. Best of luck going forward. We'll catch up down the road.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
All right. Chris Fischoni in the books. One and only guest of the day. Going to take a break and finish up some more Merrimack Valley Winter Sports Talk.
'Tis the season for amazing holiday savings at Sullivan Tire and Auto Service. With so many traveling this season, it makes sense to outfit your vehicle with top quality winter or all season tires. Save big on tires from Continental, General, Michelin, BF Goodrich, and more. Save on snow tires too. And make an appointment now for expert maintenance. Our ASE certified technicians do it all. Don't miss the annual holiday tire savings event. See SullivanTire.com. Gift cards available at all Sullivan Tire locations. We're always here to get you there.
Moynihan Lumber, Anderson Windows 1. Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Professional builders choose Anderson Windows because they are the number one trusted and recommended window and door brand in the United States. Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
It's time appliances had a personality, yours. Discover the Cafe Modern Glass Collection now at Tri-City Sales. A sleek glass finish in platinum gives your appliances a look like nothing you've seen before, while professional cooking features take your meals to the next level. From entertaining to inspiring, bring modern design to your home with a kitchen that's a reflection of you. Make appliances personal with a look that's as smooth as glass. Visit Tri-City Sales Showroom and discover the Cafe Modern Glass Collection today. Tri-City Sales in Salem and Ipswich.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, final segment here. We are Dominic Castro and Kukuru. Good to catch up with that, Coach. There's a lot of energy, a lot of passion there, huh, Nick?
Yeah, absolutely. Wrestling's kind of a culture shift for us. We used to cover in the North Shore. Wrestling's a lot more important on the Merrimack Valley than it is in the areas that we used to reside.
Well, yeah, as he was talking, I was thinking, like, you and I used to the football track transition.
Uh-huh.
Right? Yeah. And I think the more common route in the Merrimack Valley seemed like football wrestling.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like I said, you can get up close and personal with someone that maybe pancaked you in the football season.
Yeah, exactly.
And how many opportunities you get to go wrestle with someone who did that to you? You know, a couple months later, that's crazy. But let's go to MIA Power Rankings. As promised, they are out as of Friday, January 13th, and they will be out every Friday as we understand it. At the top, despite a loss, first loss of the season to Worcester North, we were promised that was going to be a big matchup, and it was. Lawrence still number one, 9-0 at the time of the rankings, ahead of Franklin Central, our pals, at number three at 7-1. And then you go on down the line. We got an interview set up, Nick, for next week already with the Lowell coach, Bob Mikulczyk. Uh-huh. Mikulczyk, I think is how you pronounce it.
Yeah, they're back.
Yeah. Yeah, they're back as of the time of the rankings at 6-2-7 in the Division One. And North Andover's 12. I feel like they were not up there last year. And so they seem like they're surging. Mm-hmm. And you know, I mean, we don't have to tell anybody that this is going to be a tough run to get to the state title in Division One. I mean, it's absolute shark tank if there ever was one. Andover and Coach Fazio, 18, right? Methuen ahead of them at 17. So we have, what do we have, Nick? 7 of the 20. Teams ranked in Division One boys basketball are from the MVC.
Yeah, no surprise. I mean, just like you know, we talked about earlier how we weren't surprised to see a lack of NEC teams.
Yeah. Yep.
I'm not surprised to see an abundance of MVC teams in these rankings.
And it was Haverhill that closed out the top 20 there at 4-4 as of last Friday. And Division Two is always quiet, you know, Merrimack Valley wise, for some reason or another. Like, I feel like they skip over to like three, if at all. Correct me if I'm wrong, if you saw someone in two, I didn't.
I did not.
And then I don't in three as well. I mean, we have seven. In who's left?
Exactly. <Yeah. laughs>
I mean, I'm going to four now even. for boys. And no, there's just no one to talk about outside of that. That Division One boys basketball is where it's at, bottom line.
And I'm thinking it's going to be the same for the girls.
I switch over to the girls, defending runner-up of Division One, Andover, back-to-back state final appearances, and they are number three undefeated at the time, of the rankings. And, Central was a big rival for them last year. They were state semifinalists, again, played against each other, but looks like this year it's Chelmsford that's making more noise than Central at number 11.
Chelmsford right there. They are, 8-1. I'm assuming that one loss is probably to Andover.
Yeah. North Andover 16 at 5-4. And so we get three ladies teams in the top 20, seven boys teams in the top 20 for Division One. Central Catholic just outside at number 20. So four, and then Methuen comes in at 23. So you're looking at five in the top 25 for the ladies, seven in the top 20 for the boys. Crazy. What else we got? So Division Two. Looking at the docket here for Division Two, we got the good old Bill Ricca in there at 15 at 5-2. That's the top Merrimack Valley team.
We got Tewksbury the ladies way down there at 29. Still wasn't that top 32.
Yeah, with a losing record. I wonder why, because they're in the Merrimack Valley.
Exactly.
Yeah. Moving on to three, my Merrimack Valley trained eyes are not detecting anybody in that division that is in the top 32, which is the magic spot. You still can make tournament with a 500 winning percentage, though. Mm-hmm. You should note that.
Yep.
Right.
Yep. And that's a key point to point out. You're never out of it. It's like you take care of your wins, you're in.
Yeah. It's like they've had so many qualifying standards throughout the years. And I remember one of them was the 500 for a long time, I thought. Yeah. And I think people are criticizing that. Oh, we're rewarding mediocrity. You know, hey, my thing is, if you win as many games as you lose, you deserve a chance to play a number one, two, three seed and see what you do.
Yep.
You know, I agree. I don't think it was bad.
I agree. And, those teams that don't belong get weeded out pretty quickly. And, I'd rather have more teams with a chance to be there in the end.
Yeah, and I thought when I was in high school, I think it was like there was a weird couple of years where it was like a 62% winning percentage, something like that. Mm-hmm. I think those, you probably had some boo birds that said, nah, we're not going to go 500. You got to go 10-8 versus 9-9. They're like, okay, well, you have to win, whatever. You have to have a winning record. The team that's playing tonight of this recording has a losing record, don't they? Team that's hosting a playoff game?
Yeah, exactly.
The Bucks, they're 8-9.
They're probably going to win, too, let's be honest. I'd be surprised if they don't.
I bet you the San Fran, because the winner gets San Fran, right?
Yeah, see, I thought Tampa was going to make the NFC Championship game and lose to San Fran. Now, I thought they'd beat Philly, but now I don't think they're going to. I think they're going to lose to San Fran next week. I just feel like San Fran's kind of a juggernaut right now. NFC. We'll see.
Cowboys versus 49ers, a little reuniting the old big rivalry back in the day.
80s and the 90s.
Huge.
Back in the 80s and 90s.
I was always a Niners guy more than Cowboys. It was like, I think the Cowboys for me was like how people hate the Patriots now. Not anymore. People just make fun of the Patriots now, but.
Yeah, well, there's still a little residual. Some people still, they've hurt them so much, like Buffalo Bills fans are still, you can tell, very enamored with the Patriots, even though they own them now.
Yeah, exactly. By the way, speaking of the Bills, I don't think they're going to, if they keep this up, they're sloppy, real sloppy.
Yeah, sloppy. Well, I went all in on the Bengals in my fantasy, my playoff fantasy league. So
okay,
I need that to happen.
But here's the deal though, with the Bills, I know we're totally getting off topic, but with the Bills, I think sloppy and a couple of amazing Josh Allen passes can win a Super Bowl. That can be a model that can sustain itself.
I don't know if it can beat Patrick Mahomes though.
Oof. It's always Mahomes. You forget.
He's the new guy. Let's see how long he lasts, but he's the new guy that's there every year.
He sure is. And he's unreal. All right, getting back to Merrimack Valley. I think we covered the ladies' basketball pretty good. Let's move on to hockey and play around with Division One to see what we have cooking in the first rankings by the MIAA. Looks like Central Catholic is going to be our top Division One team at number 18 at 5-4-1 when the rankings came out. And I think we had to move on to two, where the story of the season, last two seasons really, has been Tewksbury. And they got a number five spot in that.
So those South sectional teams that are ruling the rankings are all playing each other. So that's going to really, that's where Tewksbury's at a bit of a disadvantage here, where you can see that their strength of schedule outside of Algonquin in that top 10, it's all these South sectional teams that are all playing each other. They get a real good opponent's rating.
So I like the discrepancies between MIAA and HNIB. HNIB is Hockey Night in Boston. We know that. I like that we can match those two. And Tewksbury's number two in HNIB. Okay. Mm-hmm. They snuck past Acton Boxborough 3-2 in overtime on Saturday. That's the most recent win of the time of this recording. Have we mentioned any other teams in... No, Dom, you still have Division One girls basketball called up. No other Merrimack Valley teams in Division Two to challenge Tewksbury at the top there?
No, I don't think so.
Low Catholic, 32. But that, you know, we don't see them in the same conversation as Tewksbury. No. For the most part, Division Three for boys hockey, Drakett is undefeated at the time of the poll and number seven. Okay. Good for them.
Excellent.
Yeah. Let's see if they made where they land in HNIB, if anywhere. They don't even crack the top 10.
Okay.
Yeah, in HNIB by Stephen Toby. Toby, no love for MVC.
Yeah. Well, in hockey, it's different. See, I know what we saw in football with this. Even if you played a weaker schedule, the threshold for football is 14 points.
Yeah.
So you had higher ratings, so those wins meant more. In hockey, the strength of schedule means a little more. The threshold's only three. You're not getting as many points out of, you know, those big wins, and it really does matter who you play.
Yeah. Shawshin comes in Division Four for the top team in Merrimack Valley circles at 7-1 at the time of this recording, or at the rankings time last Friday. New ones will be out tomorrow, Friday, January 20th. Let's see if HNIB thinks of the men from Shawshin for boys polls, and they would be Division Four. See if they got any love in there. They do. They're at number five, you know, in the HNIB. So that's one to watch. I think both state level and HNIB level are given some props.
Yep.
Let's close out with the ladies, Nick. Power rankings for girls ice hockey. There's only two divisions. That makes it nice and easy for us. Haverhill. Is that the Haverhill North Reading Pawtucket team?
Yes.
At number seven. Okay.
HPNA.
So we know what uniforms they wear now. It's Haverhill's.
I assume so. Their athletic director runs the team. So
yeah. You know. MIA recognizes Haverhill as the host school, I think. Number seven. And Methuen coming in number 17.
We have Bill Ricker there, too, at 9, at 5-3.
There you go. Yeah, we'll skip right over them. Shawshin, 26. And that does it. So healthy MVC at Merrimack Valley area that one for Division Division One for the ladies, and going to Division Two, finally, our last division for the week. We find ourselves with Andover sitting nice and pretty up top there. Man, Andover, if you're lucky, wins the state title. Andover girls basketball, back-to-back state finalist. Andover girls hockey in the mix, at number two. And I wonder if... You know, you had, did any of the Andover girls spring teams do things well? I don't remember.
Probably. I'm sure they do.
Yeah. So, all right. Yeah, that wraps it up. So Andover's definitely in high up there for girls hockey Division Two. And I'll just check one more thing. Let's see where Hockey Night in Boston puts Andover girls hockey. They were two for the MIAA. Let's see where Hockey Night in Boston has them. They have them at four. So pretty close.
Yep. Absolutely.
All right. Sounds good. So let's jump for the week, shall we?
Let's do it.
Happy birthday week, Nick. I'm sure the wife has plenty of activities for you throughout the whole week.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure it's made just as big a deal as her birthday. Probably not. But all right. Merrimack Valley Sports Desk signing out for the week. Talk to you next week, everybody. Have a great one.